Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 167 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com. And today, obviously, we're going to talk about what's happening next week. 9.2 is coming. Now, before we dive into all of that jazz, I would like to give a shout out to my patrons that support me and the show. If you're interested in joining us, you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. Benefits include my full TSM setup and 7 days of early access to all of the guides I post at thelazygoldmaker.com, which includes TSM settings as well, so you can get early access to, well, settings for the new legendaries, for instance. Now, let's dive into it. It's less than a week to go. 9.2 is coming, and the patch is mostly finalized, which means that we can actually dive a little bit more into what the optimal approach is. What is 9.2 looking like right now? So obviously I've talked about this in past episodes as well. But this is, now we have a release candidate. So now we know a bunch of things that I haven't been able to give a definite answer about earlier. So we're going to talk about those aspects. Now, overall, what remains the same in 9.2? A lot of things remain the same. The balance between gold making methods is the same in 9.2 as it has been all of Shadowlands. Legendaries at the top, then Crafter's Mark gear, and maybe alchemy if you really like cancel scanning alchemy consumables, obviously with a new raid that's coming back. Farming new materials, so there's some changes there, but farming is still farming. If you like it, then go ahead and farm. It's going to be very similar in terms of what types of gold making methods you'll want to pursue in 9.2. In many ways, it's going to be play out very similarly to 9.1, which means you work on unlocking the new recipes, and then you go to town crafting those and selling those, and you're going to prefer legendaries whenever you can. Craft a smart gear if you don't have the capital to go into legendaries. That's the main way to approach this this patch. The changes that are coming down the pipeline, we're getting new materials in a new zone, which is the largest difference between 9.1 and 9.2. We're getting one new material for every trade skill type, every mob type, so you're getting new meat, new cloth, new leather, all of that jazz. But we're not really getting that many new recipes. So this has less of an effect than in the past, potentially. Because the only new relevant recipes in terms of late game power progression, which is where all of the gold is going, or most of the gold is going at the beginning of a patch, that's going to be the new legendaries and the new crafter's marks. So that's where all of the new materials are going. So any new materials that feed into those items, they are going to be very valuable. And for your farmers out there, those are going to be the ones you definitely want to focus on. And any other materials that don't feed into that, such as, say, the new herb, which isn't really used in much of anything useful, it's going to have a lot less demand and be a lot less valuable to farm for, essentially. That's sort of the quick rundown on what things are used for. So next up, I lost my script. Next up, legendaries. Legendaries is the best market to get rich with in 9.2, and nothing comes close in Shadowlands at all. It is by far the best gold making method for getting really rich in the game right now, and this does not change in 9.2. We are getting a new rank of recipe, rank 7, which is functionally completely identical to how rank 6 legendaries worked in 9.1. You take a rank for a recipe, you add the optional Vestige of the Eternals reagent, boom, you get an item level 290, one legendary base item that you can sell on the auction house. This will be the most profitable recipe in 9.2, almost guaranteed. And we now know a little bit more about certain things such as the unlock schedule, and we also know finally something about the slots. The important dates to be aware of for legendaries. Number one, the first day of the third week. This is when you can craft a new vestige. Once you finish chapter 5, which unlocks that week, You also need to be honored with the enlightened to get the recipe, to learn it. Which means that you need to get honored on your legendary crafters within the first 2 weeks. Now, as we'll see later, that's actually pretty easy to do. So that's not a big deal at all. The next, and that day, everyone that wants to can have enough cosmic flux for one or more legendary at that point. Which means that demand is going to be, well, legendary. People are going to be buying rank 7 legendaries at an incredible clip. So you want to be ready with materials on that day. You want to have as many materials as possible, raring to go to crank out legendaries if you're planning to go big in this market. Next up, 2 weeks after that, the start of the fifth week of the patch. This is when you get to equip your second legendary. This is when people can get the Unity memory and craft that into another rank 7 legendary, which will trigger a second demand surge. And one of the most likely pieces, I have a theory about what piece is going to be the main one, and it's going to be the helmets. The helmet, in isolation, the helmet is the optimal slot for a Unity-based legendary. Why? Because there isn't a high item level tier set helmet from the raid. There is a chest high tier set chest piece from the raid, high item level from one of the later bosses, which means that you shouldn't craft that. The optimal gear set is going to include that tier piece. You can do legs, because that's the last of the big stat budget slots. But the helmet edges it out very slightly, because you get a free socket when you make your legendary helmet. Legs don't have sockets, so you get a very slight performance boost from having a helmet legendary over a leg piece. So helmets for the Unity piece is going to be very big, I believe. And then, of course, the other slots where you'd consider getting a Unity legendary, number one is going to be belt. That's for anyone who already has a legendary in one of the tier slot pieces. The belt, once again, you get the socket for free. And that's why it edges out the boots, pretty much. So those are the big slots, I believe, for the Unity, and that's going to be what you want to keep ready for week 5. For the first week of legendaries, there's going to be a greater spread. I'd suggest perusing the spreadsheet that has been posted to the Bioeconomy subreddit, which has a lowdown of where all of the best-in-slot powers can be crafted, and even has a lowdown of where you'd prioritize to craft it. That has all, I don't remember it off the top of my head, but I'll include the link in the video description or the episode description so you can find that. But that spreadsheet has all the information of what slots you want to target specifically. So that's going to be important. Next up, the crafters marks. That's the other major market, getting new recipes that's going to be really relevant in 9.2. And it functions the exact same as in 9.1. So that means we get one crafter's mark of the first ones that creates a higher item level, unique equipped piece. And then there's the crafter's mark 4, which creates a 30 item levels lower piece that you can have as many as you want of. So crafter's mark 4 is item level 233, and then you have 262 on the unique equipped piece. The 262 piece is going to be an upgrade for almost every mythic raider in the game, which means even the most geared people in the game will probably be able to get an upgrade from buying a crafter's mark of the first one piece early on. So that means that there's going to be a lot of demand, and that was the case in 9.1, where the crafter's mark pieces of the 9.1 patch were selling for as much as 30,000-35,000 gold early on. The most popular slots for this is going to be the necklace and the rings. Once again, due to getting a free socket, and due to the fact that getting perfect secondaries on a ring and necklace is quite impactful on that specific slot, a lot more impactful than getting the perfect secondaries on other slots. So a lot of people, but that's not the only slot they'll buy. They'll buy all of them. But the item level 262, it's 10 item levels higher than Mythic Gear from Sanctum of Domination. So a lot of people will be getting these if they can. And interestingly, these do require Progenitor Essentia, which is going to be a huge bottleneck. Which means you need to stock up, start buying Progenitor Essentia before the recipe unlocks. The Crafter's Mark recipes both unlock at Honored Reputation with the Enlightened. And before these recipes unlock, before you reach Honored, no one can use Progenitor Essentia for anything useful. So this early period, if you're planning to do either Legendaries or Crafter's Marks of the first ones, you need to take advantage. You need to buy Progenitor Essentia before demand really kicks in. And what period is that? Well, actually, that's just the first week. Because to get to Honored, based on the current reputation farm, the reputation farm is not hard at all. You need to get Honored. That's 9,000 rep. And you can get that in the first week. Or not in the first week. You need the extra reputation you get after the reset from doing the world boss again and then the bi-weekly quest again. But you can get 9,000 rep. You can get Honored on the first day after the first reset. As soon as the servers reset and you run through the campaign and do the one-off or the weekly things, you can be Honored. And you don't even need to max out rep every day to get Honored in 7 days. You need to put in some work. I don't have the full numbers for me, but I am writing a blog post on that as well. But the highlight is that you can get Honored in 7 days. Which means that on the first day after the reset, people are going to start buying Progenitor Essentia and crafting with it, which is going to start driving the price up, potentially. Now, obviously, there's a ceiling to how much people are willing to pay for 262 gear. But that ceiling is at least above 30,000, because that was the case in 9.1. If you're just looking to get Honored in time for Legendaries, however, then you don't really need to work that hard on rep. Even just doing the dailies or just doing the world quests, and you don't even have to do that every day. I think it's about 10 days of doing all the world quests and doing all of the weekly and bi-weekly activities. And that's going to be enough rep to get you to Honored. So if you're just going for Legendaries, you can chill out a little bit. You can take a couple of days off. If you want to get into Crafter's Marks, then you should put in as much effort as possible, doing everything and trying to farm as many rares as you can per day to make sure that you get the recipes unlocked as soon as it's possible, essentially. First to market here is going to make a lot of gold. So definitely just get on the grind and start buying Progenitor Essentia from like day 2-3 of the patch. So you have a stockpile. Because these pieces were flying off the shelves at the beginning of 9.1, and there's every reason to believe that that's going to happen again. That people will be buying these at some very impressive rates. So yeah, that's the lowdown. The important, to reiterate the important points for Legendaries: look up the spreadsheet to get an idea of what the popular slots are going to be for the first week where people can craft them, which is going to be the third week of the patch. For week 5, when we get Unity, people are going to prioritize, most likely, the helmet and the belt. Both of those recipes are going to be good for all armor types. If you're planning to do Crafter's Marks, then you want to farm as much rep as possible, and you want to buy up Progenitor Essentia during the first week, before demands kicks off. And that's about it. That's the important parts. Legendaries are looking incredible to me. Absolutely incredible. So with that out of the way, we're going to take a question from chat from one QKE. Is it worth getting into Legendaries if I have all rank zeros? It depends on how much gold you have available, because you need to be able to rank up at least one, preferably multiple recipes, to rank 4 before 9.2 rolls around, or at least before you unlock the vestige of the eternal recipe for rank 7 legendaries. Which means that you have about 2.5 weeks to get as many recipes as possible to rank 4. That's going to be a little bit tough, but I started legendaries on a new realm literally 3 weeks ago because I believe that it's still possible to make a profit by leveling recipes right now and going for it. So I've put my money where my mouth is on this particular hill. I am pushing all my chips in and going for legendaries on a new realm. With limited gold, I've leveled 3 recipes to max rank. And excited to see how that's going to work out in 9.2. So yeah, guys, that's going to be it for me this week. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. If you do, leave a like, leave a comment down below, subscribe to the channel. It all helps me out. Or just listen to this on Spotify while you're driving to work or commuting. Either way, I hope you have a profitable week. And we'll see you all in 9.2. Goodbye.